friends, this year should be a special schus for Rav Chanoch Arya ben Zlata Golda, Rav Yosef Moshe Chaim, Rav Yitzchak ben Bracha, Rav Chaim ben Chaya Edel, Rav Yitzchak David ben Gitalea, Rav Chaim ben Zelda, Rav Noam Simcha ben Rav David Zev, Dror David ben Sara, and Rav Yonatan Shai ben Hania. Okay, so it's be a schus for all of them, it's be a schus for us. We're going to be learning about the chait of the Dor HaPalaga, the Migdal Bavel. It says in Perikid Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Vahi kol ha'aretz, Safa echos udvarim achodim. Now the entire earth was of one language and uniform words. Rashi says, udvarim achodim, Bo be'etze achas v'amu lo kol emenu she'ever lo asel yonim na'ler akiyah v'nasem o'mulchama. They came with one scheme and said, he has no right to select for himself, meaning Hashem, the upper regions, let's ascend to the sky and wage war against him. And what does this mean? So it says in Medrash Rabbah and in Targum Yonason, they build this tower. Its head was in Shemayim, was very, very high. They found, by the way, in archaeological discoveries that they had these really, really high towers back then. So this is one of them. And they put an Avodah Zarah at the head of it. And they put a sword in the hand of the Avodah Zarah. And it's as if the Avodah Zarah is waging war against God, Kiviyachol. So what's this milchama all about? What's the inyan of this milchama? So Rabbeinu Bechai talks about it, the Radak talks about it, the Gur Aryeh, Maharal, his Perish and Rashi. Look also what the Gra'iyeh says about the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuf Tes, but it still requires further study. And we have to understand from all the psukim we see that the Pagam was that they were Saf Achas Dvarim Achadim, and therefore what was their Onish Mida Keneged Mida? Hein Am Echad V'Saf Achas Hava Neredav Nivla Sham Sfasam. So let's go and confuse their language, go down and confuse their languages, Vayavitz Hashem Osam Misham, and God scattered them around. So if the sin was that they were speaking one language, and now the punishment is that their language was mixed up, and God scattered them. So what does this have to do with the Milcham and the Migdal of Arzara? So the Sforno and the Ibn Ezra, the Or HaChaim explained the Chisaron that they were united, and each one of them explained it in his own way, and that's what it seems from the Pesukim. But according to Rashi, there was, you know, milchama. So what does this milchama have to do with Hein Am Echad V'Saf Achas Havaner Den Nevel Hashem Sfasam? Nevel Hashem Sfasam. Let us come, descend, confuse their language, that they don't understand each other. What does that have to do with the milchama? So that's how you have to understand what it says in Pasuk Dalet, Havaniv lanu ir, Migdal v'Rosh v'Shamayim, V'nasa lanu shem, pen nafutz al panei kol haaretz. Let's make for ourselves a city and a tower, its head's in the heaven, and we'll make ourselves a name, lest we're scattered on the face of the earth. So we see that the ir and the Migdal, for making the shame, a siyah shame, that was the purpose. The purpose was a siyah shame. V'nasa lanu shem. So it doesn't say that they wanted to wage war against God. It says, Nasa lanu shem. What does that have to do with making war? Then we have to understand what's the pen nafutz al panei kol haaretz. What is making a name for yourself? How does that prevent that they shouldn't be scattered around the earth? So Rashi says, unless we be scattered, he shouldn't bring us a plague upon us to scatter us from here. So that's their plan when they're going to make this tower in this city, Barosha Bashamayim. The goal is somehow it's going to prevent the plague. Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Perkha, I don't know how. Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, Perkha of Dalet. We see this was Nimrod. He said, let's build a city and a tower. Let's go up to Shemayim. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu only has Koach in the water. He's a Mabul God, but he can't start with us if we're building a tower. But if Rashi is correct, so first of all, let's first see the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer. Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer, it says in the Pasuk that let's make a name for ourselves. And then the Pirkei Rebbe Eliezer explains that God, that they said that God only has power with water, but if we build this high tower, then he can't mess with us because then we don't have to worry about the water. We'll be all the way up in the sky. But what does that have to do with Asiya Shem? It says, Na'asa lanu Shem. How does the Shem prevent a Mabul? And also Rashi says it was Limnoa Maka. So if it's Limnoa Maka, it's not to make a Mulchama. So which one is it? So this is Sechachamim Zomeran, this is in Ozain, still needs a Bior. Look all in the Arichus, in the Alshich over here. So Agon Rav David Yisuk Man Shlita in his Di Be'er in Parshas Noach, he explains with the following Mahalach, very, very chashuv. It says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayomer Hashem, Hena Adam Ayak, Echad Mimeno Ladas Tov Ra. Now man is going to be like one of us, knowing between good and evil. Atapen Yishlach Yadoi, V'lokach Gam Me'etz HaChayim, V'ochol V'chai Le'olam, lest he send his hand, take from the tree of life, he'll eat from it and live forever. Rashi says, if he lives forever, then he's going to cause people to make a mistake. After him, even he's a god. Man lives forever, they're going to think he's a god. See, in Parshas Bereishis is concerned that they're going to think man is a god. That's why God, according to Rashi, created Chava. Shouldn't think he's a god. That's why God put him to sleep. They shouldn't think he's a god. That's why he didn't want him to eat from the Etzadas and live forever. They shouldn't think he's a god. So Lachor, it's interesting. We're so concerned they're going to think man is god. Isn't that stupid? Yeah, but a billion people believe it. So this is something we have to prevent. In any event, so Lachor, we have to understand, who are these people? So the Brios are going to make a mistake. Everybody's living forever. If he lives forever, Adam eats from the tree, everyone's going to live forever. So who are the Brios that are going to make a mistake? So we have to say that it's talking about themselves. That if they live forever, they're going to think they themselves are gods. So according to this, we can explain the meaning of the Dor HaPlaga, or HaPalaga. They became one nation, one language, and they had this Achdus. They wanted to be Mevatel, the individual. This is called, sweet friends, communism. The whole Metzius is the nation. The individual is only Hechitimtzi. It's only a means to have a nation. But it doesn't have inherent value. And this is Agav against the whole thrust of what the Torah is telling us until now. The man is created in the image of God, every individual man. And Bishvili Nivra Olam, the whole world is created for just one man. With just one man to start with. But he says, no. The Dor HaPalaga, the people said, it's a nation. It's all about nationhood. It's all about the collective. It says in Medrash Rabbah, Udvar Machodim, Masha Biyadze, Biyadze, Masha Biyadze, Biyadze. As the Mashmos is that they didn't have private ownership. Everything belonged to everybody. It was a kibbutz. Everything belonged to the klal. The bailim was the klal. Same idea. Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, that if somebody, Perchof Dalet, if somebody fell when they built a migdal and died, they didn't pay any attention. But if a brick fell, they would cry and say, oh, yeah, we lost a brick. Why? Because who cares about the individual? All we care about is the collective. That's what it says in Pasuk Gimel. Hava Nilban Aleveinim. let us make bricks. Question is, what's the nafkamina? What they did and how they did it. The important thing is the migdal. So the Malbim explains, you know why it's important that they use bricks? Because until now they lived in tents and they would be nomads going from place to place. But now they built themselves permanent dwellings. Nilbal and Oveinim to make bricks. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to make themselves into one mitzias, one strong nation. And therefore you need a kvias, you need bricks. Nilbal and Oveinim. So that's what the Dor of the Palaga wanted to do. The Medrash Rabba says that they all the nations came to see where is there going to be a strong bika, a strong valley to hold them. And in the end they found, because again they wanted to find this kiyum, that they should just last forever. So their point was that an individual dies, that you can't stop. We're all here temporarily. But the klal always exists, like the Gemara says in many places. Ein sibur meis. You can't have a community that dies. The community always remains. And well, that's what they wanted. They wanted to do, like it says in Parashas Bereishis, v'chai le'olam. They wanted to live forever. And Mimela, like we see in Parashas Bereishis, they're like God. And Mimela, if they're like God, then they don't need God. And that's exactly what communism is. We're God. We don't need God. We can manage on our own. Thanks, but no thanks. Afra Lepumayu, of course. It says in Bereishis Rabba, Midivrei Rav Nechemia, Migar Lem Shimradu Bi. Why did they rebel? Because they're one nation, one language. In other words, they had this mitzius of unity, and that caused the merida. And that's what it says. That's what they said, that God has no right to select for himself the upper regions. Let's wage war against him. We'll make ourselves God, and he'll have no power over us. And that's the sword at the top of the tower, and the milchama, that Hashem is no mimshallah. They're not weaker than him. We also live together. We also live forever. And that's what's expressed with the Migdal. Na'aseh lanu shem. This is going to be our name. We always talk, maybe it's like, talk about being Mechal Shem Shemayim. This name, in other words, is something beyond the name. This is just the expression of something much deeper. Maybe that's also what they were saying. This is just Na'aseh lanu shem. Let's make a name to show that really there's a God behind this name. And we're God, and we don't need the real God. We're our own gods. We're forever. And Mimela, we don't have to worry about any mabels anymore or another Ashkasa, because God has no power over us anymore. So now we can understand, we can answer all of our kashas. Their sin was taka that they wanted all to be one. And therefore the punishment is that they lost their unity. But why do they want to be one? Because they wanted to be like God. That was the reason. That was the Sivas Hadavar. So it works out with both. In other words, we have the union of Milchama, and then we have the unity. So we said, which one was it? It was both. They had this unity, which means they wanted to be forever through their oneness, through their community, and because of that, the Sibas, and because of that, they wanted to wage war against God. So we don't need him. And that's the Nasa Lanu Shem, that's the Ini of Milchama. Because if we have a name for ourselves, then we don't need God. So it all works, everything we said works together. It's going to prevent, if we're still in Pirkei Avodah, it's going to prevent a Mabul. God only has Koach B'mayim. We're going to go up. We're going to fight against him. can also bring the water, he can also make you wet up there, but once we fight him, then we don't need a god anymore. We can manage on our own. That's why it's Monea Maka. Rashi said they're concerned about a Maka. Let's band together. God can't hit us anymore because we're fighting him. Now we understand beautifully. Pasuk Vav. Ve'omer Hashem he'inam echad v'saf achas l'kulam v'zeh chilam l'asos v'atalo yibratzvim kol asher yazmu l'asos. And Hashem said, lo, they're one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they've started to do. Now it won't be withheld from them, all they have planned to do. So what does it mean, now will it be it won't be withheld from them? What do you mean it won't be withheld? Mean they can do it? They really have koach? So Rashi says, Belashen Bitmiya, what, do they have koach? They don't. That's not Pashuk Shan the Pasuk. Shan the Pasuk, they really do have the koach. Based on what we said, we can explain according to Rashi. Pasuk Tes, Misham Efitzam, Chesed Ezu Kasha, Sheldor Amabel, Sheldor Palaga, Elo Pashti Yad Biker, Velo Pashti Yad Biker Lilachem Bo, Velo Nishtu Feilu Nelder Vilam Olam. So who's worse? Seems the Dor Flug is worse because they start up with God. And the Mabel they didn't, the Mabel they had other others. Elo Sheldor Amabel, Hayu Gazlonim, they were stealing by some Riv Benem, Lekach Nebdu. You know why the Dor Amabel got punished so severely? Because they were thieves. It was Mariba that was quarreling, and therefore they were lost. But they have love, peace. God hates machlokas. Shalom is great. So we see from this that to a certain extent they made themselves unified. There are no individuals, and now there's no kina, there's no sinna. Everyone's together. And this made it that God didn't destroy them. There's no midas hadin. And taka lo yibatzer kol asher yazmu l'asos. They're going to have the power. Because they have this chus. The only problem is that they're going to say it's because they're equal to God. They don't need God. So what's going to be the punishment? Hava nerda v'nav l'sham sfasam. We have to confuse their language, then they're not going to have achdus. And once they don't have achdus anymore, the midas hadin will be sholeit. And once the midas hadin is sholeit, they're lost. So that's why God confused their languages. So beautiful that the pasuk says in Tzvanya Gimel Tes Ki Az Efoch Elamim Safa Vura Lekro Kulam B'Shem Hashem Lavdo Shchem Echad. I'm going to turn the nations around with clear language. That is, what are they going to use their language for? Not to fight against me, but Lekro Kulam B'Shem Hashem, not Nase Elanu Shem, B'Shem Hashem Lavdo Shem Echad, to serve Hashem. That's the tikkun of the. So the Dor HaPalaga was, they were on the right road. This Safa Brura, this all speaking the same language. But the only difference was where it's going. Is it going to reject God or to accept God? Lasid Lavo, the Safa Achas is going to be to accept God, and then they're going to have Achdus among themselves together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a beautiful Mahalach in this Parsha. And we should be zocha. And of course, there's so much more to learn and so much more to say. But in the meantime, we should be zocha. Lomod ulamed lishma v'lasos. Lakaim is called divrei sama terasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.